Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Usually I come into these podcasts with a topic that I wanted to talk about, but today I don't really know what to talk about. There's lots of stuff going on with Trump, but what else is kind of new? I guess, as you guys know, he pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, and I don't know why he did. I've tried to find a reason why he did, other than him saying it's a bad deal. But when the rest of the world is saying, you know, don't do this, it just seems like he's kind of rolling back everything that Obama put in place, almost as like has some vendetta out for the guy. What's the saying? You cut your nose off to spite your face or something like that. I don't know, it just seems kind of that way. He's kind of undoing all these policies without really having a backup and plan. I think as he was signing the order, a reporter was asking, you know, how is this going to make America safer? And his only answer was, this will make America safer. I don't know. I just hope this collusion stuff turns out to be true and we can get him out of there and have someone in office that will at least have some common sense. Because I think this guy I think he honestly has mental health issues. I don't know, like, what kind of human being acts this way, but anyways, there's that. I don't want to dwell on that too much because I've talked about it a lot in the past, and I go through these phases where I get kind of wrapped up in the news and kind of consumed by it, and it's entertaining in a weird way because it doesn't feel real, but like this stuff's actually happening. The other thing I guess I could talk about, which my wife and I had kind of a conversation about last night, was running into your exes. I haven't really shared this podcast with people that like directly know me. I've shared it on Twitter, which is more people that follow me because of stuff that I've done. I haven't shared this on Facebook, where people who know me would kind of listen to it. So I feel like I can freely talk about this like I did last night without too much consequence. Where was I going with this? The other weekend, my wife and I went to the mall for this. It was like a kid's breakfast thing, which I think I talked about. We had to get up like super early. And our sister-in-law was meeting us there with my niece and nephew. And we were also being joined by my ex-girlfriend in high school, which I'm now friends with. My wife kind of became friends with her, And now we kind of hang out when there's like kid events because our kids are kind of the same age. And it's awkward at times, and then other times it's fine. I find that I get awkward when people around me feel awkward, or I get a sense of that. So there's that. But kind of what threw the extra cherry on top was my other ex-girlfriend, who I haven't seen in, I don't know, like 10 years, maybe. She was there too, and it was just really awkward, because I think maybe I would have said hi if I wasn't going to this thing with my other ex-girlfriend, but it just seemed awkward that I was, like, there with my wife and her, and then I'm coming over to say, I don't know, call me crazy, is that kind of weird? I'm a pretty introverted person to begin with, so it's hard for me to extend myself like that, but it was just a really awkward situation. I don't know. Am I overreaching, or what do you guys think? Yeah. So there was that, which I've just been kind of thinking about since my wife and I chatted about it last night. And truth is, I haven't dated a lot of people. I think there was, like, one other girl that maybe if they were there, it would be like, here's all of my exes in one room. Yeah, weird stuff. Small world, I guess. But, yeah, that'll conclude today's awkward episode. Hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.